From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish.
David Scott Agnes.
Jeremiah Joseph Ahern.
12 years later, the remembrances have become familiar. In New York, loved ones read the nearly 3,000 names of those killed in the attacks of 9/11. It was a solemn ceremony in the shadow of One World Trade Center, the nearly complete skyscraper that now stands where the Twin Towers fell.
Here in Washington, President Obama led a mourning ceremony and a moment of silence on the South Lawn of the White House. Later, another moment of silence at the Pentagon.
September 11th is a day of somber reflection, but it's also become a day of service for many. David Payne is co-founder of the 9/11 Day Observance, a movement to encourage volunteers to do at least one good deed on 9/11. That could be working at a food bank or a soup kitchen.
Or, Payne says, it could be a simple gesture.
You know, a lot of people said today that they're going to buy people coffee. I had a cab driver tell me he was going to not honk his horn today.
David Payne says how we view the events of that day will change as time passes.
People and countries move on. I mean, they have to. You know, they can't dwell on the past. And that was one of the reasons why we thought it was so important to make sure that 9/11 could be remembered in some positive way.